This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats approved a $3.5 trillion budget resolution just hours ago, setting the stage for President Biden's social safety net. The vote was 50-49, and the measure passed after a lengthy series of amendment votes known as Voterama. The session started on Tuesday afternoon and went until 4 a.m. Eastern. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. Texas House of Representatives voted 80-12 to bring back their runaway Democrats, hiding to prevent a quorum on voter integrity legislation. Hours prior to the vote, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the Republicans were within their rights to force their colleagues to return. Republican State Representative Matt Crossa from Fort Worth says the voting debate must go on.
I think Representative Kane and I, Chairman Kane and I, would say it's not animosity, it's not retribution, it's just let's do the work of the people of Texas.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Confusion over COVID infection numbers in Florida has the CDC and Republican Governor Ron DeSantis pointing fingers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The CDC says that there are 28,317 new cases of COVID-19 in Florida. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis thinks that data is inaccurate.
They did a three-day report. CDC put that over 2 days and made it look like we had higher on those days than we did. And so we're trying to figure out if that's been corrected, and if not, whether it would just make more sense to maybe at least put out something. So stay tuned on that. We'll see what happens.
The Florida Department of Health tweeting on Monday that the CDC combined multiple days into one.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there were just over 184,000 new infections nationwide on Tuesday. Just under 500 people died Tuesday from COVID complications. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After President Obama promised to scale down his 60th birthday party over the weekend amid a rise in the COVID-19 Delta variant, it appears words and actions were on two different levels. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As COVID cases continue to rise around the country, Republicans are calling out former President Barack Obama for throwing a maskless birthday party. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says there's a double standard around the country.
This is the way it's been now for over a year with these folks. There's always a double standard. You know, you get COVID if you go to church, if you go to work, if you go to school, if you go to a Trump rally, or in this case, the Sturgis motorcycle rally. But you can get it at President Obama's birthday bash.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, just over 134,000 new COVID cases were reported in the United States. Just under 500 people died from COVID complications in the nation on Tuesday. A famous National Hockey League goalie has died. Dan Naraki has more.
Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969, The Vezina Trophy is the league's top netminder 3 times and was named an All-Star 6 times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78.
I'm Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and Maria Espinosa is back with us, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. And we're going to talk about the southern border chaos, also the impact of the Biden border policies. But before we do, Maria is at the symposium that we have been talking about that is linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. This is Mike Lindell's symposium, and day number one is on the books. Day number two about ready to get underway here, which is remarkable, the evidence that's being presented, evidence that you're not seeing in the mainstream media. There's nowhere else that you can pick it up because they want to do everything they can. And I say they, surprisingly, people that you thought you could trust, like Fox News and others, that are just so convinced, they've convinced themselves that this was a legitimate election. Now, people, Maria, people ask me, they go, Bill, do you think it's a legitimate election? I say, I don't know. That's the sad part. I just don't know. And I think that that's what an increasing number of Americans are deciding, because now there's over 50%, and this is Republicans and Democrats alike that are saying, hey, there needs to be an audit, right?
Exactly. There needs to be a forensic audit in every single state. And I can tell you, Bill, you know, I was very curious to learn more. And thankfully, our friend Mike Lindell invited us. So, yes, there has to be a forensic audit in every state. And otherwise, this is a banana republic. You know, we had yesterday we had the son of the Brazilian president there, and he talked about the corruption. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable. And he did mention, as other country leaders, from my understanding, that United States of America is at the epicenter. Whatever happens here happens in their countries. So they are very supportive of the Americans to stand up and rise up and demand a forensic audit in every state. And Mr. Lindell has the proof. He has these cyber analysts and, you know, all these scientists who know what these numbers are.
Yeah, because science matters, right? Science matters. That's what we're told. And exactly. And now you've got these, you know, these technical computer IT scientists that have been doing this for decades. I mean, they just didn't all of a sudden, you know, decide to go out and buy a computer and put this together. I mean, these are people that work with numbers and they know what they're talking about. And even Mike. And I share the story. I talked to Mike a couple of weeks ago, and here's Mike. You know, I mean, you can talk and you talk to him and you figure out real quick, this guy's a smart guy. And he's definitely, his IQ in math, I mean, he's not a kumquat. This guy, he gets the numbers. And like he said, Bill, he said, the reason I was able to support my crack habit was because I knew math and I gambled. I knew the numbers. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you when these numbers were coming up just from my purview, in my experience, I knew the fix was in because it was impossible for Donald Trump to lose, because at 11 o'clock at night, you know, when you see numbers like that, 80% of the time, those numbers, you know, are they're in your favor. You're going to win. 80% of the time. I mean, that calculus is so, and people don't quite understand how strong a number that is. But that's a huge number when you start looking at statistics, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And what a miracle it is, and how strong God is, and you know, our Almighty Father, you know, taking a man in what you just described, and here he is right in the middle and at the point of the spear trying to save our country. Took a drug addict and brought him to this.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't know what God plans, but we ask for everyone to continue praying, but you have to take action as well.
Well, because the forces do not want Mike Lindell doing this. I mean, his life's been threatened. I mean, look what they did to his business. You know, retailers have canceled him. For what? Because he wants to pursue the truth, and he's pursuing the truth. Look at Mr. Businessman, for you and for your children, your grandchildren, for the continuation of a free American people. And just as you said so perfectly, Maria, people around the world, they identify, if nothing else, just out of sheer hope with America and the American dream and what it represents. I mean, look what's happening. Case in point, down in Cuba. You've got Cuban citizens that are revolting for the sake of liberty, and they're carrying the American flag around because they know the American flag and liberty are synonymous. In contrast, you have, you know, our own citizens here in this country, because they've been indoctrinated and told that America is so evil, are trying to denigrate the flag and speak poorly of our nation. I mean, to such a degree that 36% of the kids, according to the latest polling, think that America is an awful country. And well, who told 36% of the kids that America is awful? I'm sure it wasn't their parents.
Right. We're being attacked on all sides. And I think your listeners understand that. You know, I think and I think we all need a new set of sheets and a new set of towels.
Yeah. Right. Yes, exactly.
So I want to get that in.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, you know, and after 9/11 took place, I spoke with an Egyptian man and I asked him, what is your, you being a foreigner and a world traveler, what is your message from this attack upon the United States? And he said it's an attack on the free world.
Right.
And this is exactly all of what we're seeing is set up so that America will be destroyed. America that we know and love will be destroyed. And it has to do with how they handle immigration. And you can see they're importing votes. They're importing poverty. They're importing individuals who don't care about our laws and don't know the Constitution and that they have freedoms and liberties under our divinely created U.S. Constitution.
Exactly.
You know, and this is what's happening right before our eyes, Bill. And I just, you know, beg for your listeners to go to Mike Lindell's Lindell TV and watch and take action. Spread the message. We want so many people, as Mike does, to know the message.
And when you buy product there, I mean, he's got a hefty discount, by the way. She mentioned this. Tell them that Maria Espinoza, Bill Martinez told you to give them a call and participate and support the effort. Michael has put a lot of his own money, millions of dollars, his business he's put on the line. I mean, look at all the hundreds of people, Maria, that he employs that have been faithful to the cause there. And they're working their tails off, you know, while Michael is able to go and focus on, you know, saving our country. Country, so to speak, because the information, what he is presenting to the people and to the world right now through this symposium, this is not anecdotal. This isn't opinion. These are the numbers. I mean, in most people's world, we haven't gotten to the point yet, although some Democrats want to change, you know, the math. They've got the new math coming up. But, you know, we're still old school that believe that 1 + 1 still equals 2, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, he has not laid off one employee.
Yeah.
So, you know, and yesterday I think y'all also saw the Colorado, the Mesa County, Colorado clerk talk about the Secretary of State attacking her. And look at Loudoun County and the ISD there. That it's unbelievable what is going on. You had a city council member quit because she's not going to press upon their children.
What a heartbreaking presentation and piece of video that was, huh? This young teacher, yeah. You could tell this was her passion, and they were dictating to her what's going on and being intimidated that she could not offer any dissent by the supervisor, putting
correct.
That kind of... I mean, that's illegal. I mean...
Personally, yes.
Yeah.
Her personal opinion.
Unbelievable. Maria Espinosa is with us. Our conversation with her will continue. Thank you for being here. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I'll test my encouragement and appreciate Danny Gokey putting it to song here. Don't lose hope. because of the one who holds us, the one who blessed us with this great American dream. This didn't come from Joe Biden or Bill Clinton or anybody else down through the... It only came from God Almighty. God Almighty, you know, ordained and made it possible for this American dream to come about. When you look back at the history of this country, okay, the thing that comes up repeatedly is the hand of God, that we are declared as a nation under God. And as Ronald Reagan says, the nation that no longer is under God is gone under. And we're starting to see that, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the edge of this precipice. And if you think not, let me tell you about this email. And we have Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project on. And Maria, I don't know if you saw this, but this is an internal email. And this is an exclusive report from Fox that they got their hands on. This is an internal email from the top levels of Immigration and Custom Enforcement obtained by Fox News. Show how the acting head of the agency granted a temporary stay of deportation earlier this year for an illegal immigrant with a criminal record following a request from a left-wing immigration activist made earlier that same day. Say what? And this is something that they're remembering. I mean, this isn't new for you. You've seen this kind of activity. Yeah. But here we're seeing with an internal email the facts of their behavior. And this is what they're doing. And this is so don't think that what's happening on the border is by it's by accident. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is orchestrating, and it's not. This is intentional. And you might say it's about votes and all that, but what Maria said earlier, you really need to get your mind around this, because it's hard for, you know, well-meaning people to really think that there's such a diabolical level of activity and you know, kind of pernicious and very dangerous, you know, political and governance process that's going on. Barack Obama said it, and you got to go back to Barack Obama. And I'm sorry if it offends you, but when he said that he was going to fundamentally transform America, what the heck did you think he meant?
Exactly. This is what's taking place. This is a coup right now before our eyes. This is a coup, Bill, and the target is America, which equals loss of freedom all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that you're right. It's more than just votes that we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I'm in Houston. I've gone to the border. I've been to Brownsville and McAllen and Carrizo and Del Rio and Brackettville, back to Brackettville just in earlier this part of the year on different immigration forums as a panelist. At border visits with Texas Public Policy in D.C., Tom Homan and Mark Morgan, you know, that we are doing, once again, everything that we can think to do.
Right.
You know, we have testified. Remember, people need to understand that we have testified, and all of our thousands of volunteers, wonderful patriots, have testified locally, that city, county, state, and federal. Nothing has worked. I shouldn't say that. Yes, it has worked because we've given spine to other volunteers and patriots,
right,
and
exactly,
some legislators. But there is an agenda that these far leftist radical who want a tyrannical government, and for you and all your listeners to be that little peasant and the slave, there is going to be a huge fundamental change, and we're seeing it right now, and it's in the form of a coup.
And people need to understand, we're not talking 90% of the country here that is moving toward the coup. This is probably less than 10%. This is all being orchestrated in the shadows, whether you want to call it a deep state, central, George Soros, whatever it is. But it's deleterious to our free America. This is why the rest, as you say, the rest of the world is looking, because if America topples, if we go under, I mean, heaven help everybody, because oppression, communism, socialism, Marxism will go to another level unimaginable.
Yeah, so people like you, Bill, will be at the top of their list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that you're already being attacked, but people like us as well, they'll be going after that patriot. That's why they're going after Mike Lindell.
Right.
You know, and Donald Trump, and they're still at him. So that's why it's also very important in elections coming up that you watch to see which of those legislators on every level of government did not place America first. There are no deviations allowed. If you did not push for America First all the way down the list on every single issue, then we've got problems with that legislator.
Exactly. Well, look at, I tell the kids all the time, and the audience probably is sick of hearing me say this, but experience defines preference. We've experienced a lot. By contrast, here you have Donald Trump, who gave us energy independence, a closed border, some immigration that started to make sense. Middle East was starting to bust out with Israel and Arab nations. Incredible. America's standing was again, it was on the rise. I mean, after the Obama years, the Obama-Biden years, they did so much to destroy our national standing. And but yet, you know, you listen to Biden and you'd expect him, to say this, like as if, you know, Donald Trump had destroyed America. Well, based on where are you getting that, Joe Biden? I mean, you're just, confusing people all the more by trying to come up with stories that don't make sense. And it really lends credence to your mental capacity, because that is there's no validity to that statement, because Donald Trump did, he helped our country so much, and it's clear. And what you have done in less than 5 months in reversing, policies that were working, it's total incompetence. And and incompetence gives you the benefit of the doubt. But I think it's more diabolical than that, Maria.
Oh, absolutely. But, like you said, maybe 10%. And that's so true. The Patriots are banding together and supporting the Texas County Sheriff right now.
Right, exactly. I was going to ask you about that. Yes.
Yes, to secure the Texas border. And we are helping them. We helped coordinate the regional law enforcement conference that took place in Brackettville back in May. Mm-hmm. And that there's going to be another law enforcement, so really a sheriff conference in October 23rd in Mesquite, Texas. We'll put out information on that. That is educating our sheriffs and the powers that they have and to utilize, but it's also for the public so that they can learn and also support their sheriffs. And that's very important. And it's also important, I understand you're having Attorney General Ken Paxton on later on today. And that's a question to him, and support him in supporting the county sheriff. Because when the sheriff secured Texas to protect our families, our communities, and our businesses, they're going to be attacked and sued and who knows what. So AG Paxton should come out publicly and say, yes, I will support our Texas County sheriffs who are doing this for Texas and for ultimately all of America.
Without a doubt. Exactly. They're coming together for all the right reasons and being example in much the same way as you mentioned earlier, Maria, that people in, around the world are looking to America. They're looking for that that hope of that shining light on a hill that represents liberty for the world. And may we not lose sight of that. We're in a battle. There's no doubt about it. And look at we've got to understand. And even like with the Patriots, Maria, I got to tell you, my heart is still aching for the Patriots who are in jail in D.C.
Yes.
And in other places, some without being charged, some in solitary confinement for what? For exercising. And I'm saying for the most part, there's some people that broke the law. Hey, look, if you break the law, you got to address it. But let's give them due process. But for the other people that were caught in that dragnet that are being unfairly incarcerated, open up the jail doors, get them out right now.
Exactly. Whoever thought that we'd be in this situation? We talked about it several years ago, but it never stopped us. And,
yes.
We continued to work. I want to plug the rememberanceproject.org and any donations that you can help with, help us get to where we need to do and to give the voice to those who need to be heard.
Well, the Remembrance Project and all the families that have been affected, Maria Espinosa, her husband, the team, they have been at the forefront. They've been the vanguard of this. And we need to encourage them and support their efforts. Maria, thank you so much for being with us. You take care. Godspeed.
Godspeed. Thank you, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats approved a $3.5 trillion budget resolution just hours ago, setting the stage for President Biden's social safety net. The vote was 50-49, and the measure passed after a lengthy series of amendment votes known as Voterama. The session started on Tuesday afternoon and went until 4 a.m. Eastern. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. Texas House of Representatives voted 80-12 to bring back their runaway Democrats, hiding to prevent a quorum on voter integrity legislation. Hours prior to the vote, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the Republicans were within their rights to force their colleagues to return. Republican State Representative Matt Krause from Fort Worth says the voting debate must go on.
I think Representative Kane and I, Chairman Kane and I, would say it's not animosity, it's not retribution, it's just let's do the work of the people of Texas.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, but don't forget, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So this is why we pursue the truth and the facts, and we're able to spend, some dedicated time with experts in their field and people to help you come to an intelligent understanding of what we're dealing with. This is what the show is all about. It's about America. It's about Americans. It's about, not only the here and now, but for our kids and our grandkids. All right. This isn't about politics. Yes, there's no doubt that things, all roads seem to go through politics. But hey, let's be a good road. Let's be a healthy road. And this is why we hold to morality and to a biblical worldview, because there's a whole lot of shame, as we say, going on in America and with Americans, from this godless culture war, open borders evidence that's demanding a verdict regarding our last election. Oh, by the way, in the future for a country no longer under God. And with us right now to this end, as I introed this segment, Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us, the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Doing great. Thank you.
Okay, your assessment as a man of God, one who turns to God and talks to God on a regular basis, what is your assessment of America right now?
Well, I think we're certainly turning our back on our Judeo-Christian heritage, but I think it's important to realize that the foundation is still there. I mean, for example, our birth certificate as a nation is the Declaration of Independence, and the whole premise of the Declaration of Independence is that our rights come from the Creator. and what therefore the Creator has given us, man, you know, shall not take that away from us. Even if they try, they ultimately can't, or if they try, they will fail. We're right. at a place now where, unfortunately, so many young people have been so misinformed about our nation's founding that, you know, such words almost sound like heresy. It's so funny, too, because you think about John F. Kennedy as an example. He's a great hero to the left. And I think in many ways, you know, if he were alive today, he wouldn't be a Democrat. He'd be a Republican. But I want to say something from his inauguration. I'm going to quote John F. Kennedy. "For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago." This is, of course, 1961. "The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe, the belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God." Again, that's John F. Kennedy in his inaugural address.
Right.
And those words are so rich, and to me they resonate. This is our heritage, and therefore, even if the building is being, you know, destroyed or it sustained a lot of damage, the foundation is still there. The foundation is that we are one nation under God.
Amen. And the prescription for healing is still there, Jerry. And this is one thing I think that maybe evangelicals, maybe they get tired of talking about 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, time and again. But, you know, God's the same yesterday, today and forever. And he is consistent. And there is a prescription. If you want healing in the land, it's not going to come from our government. God tells you where it comes from, right?
Yes. Yes, it comes from his people repenting and seeking his face and turning from our wicked ways and so forth.
Yes.
And then will he hear from heaven and heal our land. And that's really what we need. And I will say, you know, thank God there are a lot of people who are doing that.
Yes.
And we haven't seen the, you know, the positive change yet. But there's a great phrase, a great motto. You can tell a lot by a person's motto. John Quincy Adams fought so hard for years and years to do the right thing, our sixth president. He played a pivotal role in the ending of slavery, even though it didn't happen until he died. I mean, about 20 years or so after right. his death. But bottom line is, he used to say, duty is ours, results are God's. Mm, and, you know, I think yes. what it boils down to is we really just need to be faithful to do the right thing. I love the quote attributed to Mother Teresa, where she said that that God doesn't necessarily call us to be successful, but he does call us to be faithful. And I think if each person does their own particular responsibility and their own particular, you know, wherever God has placed them and given them certain things in their hearts, and to do those things faithfully, it makes such a difference. And I'm not just saying, you know, that we should only pray and only repent and all those things, which we should. But, you know, I look at it as Nehemiah, when he was rebuilding the wall in Jerusalem, they had to have, on the one hand, they would have a trowel, so they would do the work of building the wall. But on the other hand, because of their enemies,
right.
they had to have a spear in the other hand or a sword or something to protect them in case they were attacked. And Dr. Kennedy used to say something to this effect, that the number one command is to preach the gospel, but the number two responsibility is to make sure we can still preach the gospel. That's why he and Dr. Dobson and Don Wildman and Bill Bright and some others who have actually gone on to be with the Lord now founded something called the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is really important in fighting for our right to preach the gospel.
Exactly. And of course, out of that, with Dr. Dobson came the Family Research Council. And, you know, so there's, you know, a continuation of these efforts, but, you know, from godly men who have realized and done this. But, you know, in going back, you know, I believe it's a call to ascend, Jerry, right now. And that is that we need to come to God. We need to come in God for those who are called by his name, because that's where we get our marching orders. It's God's will to be done. And we need to be in alignment with what God is doing. God, you know, let me surprise some people. COVID-19 did not surprise God. All this that's happening right now in America has not surprised God. And I think this is an opportunity for people of faith to demonstrate their faith to such a degree that, you know, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will envelop us, that will cause people to ask, Jerry, you know, what do you, wait a minute, Jerry, you're not losing your head like everybody else. You know, what do you got that I want or I need, right?
Oh, I agree. God has not called us to live in fear, but he's given us a spirit of power. And, you know,
A sound mind.
Exactly.
Right.
And in the last few years, I've developed a habit that I really appreciate. I try and open my day and close my day with 30 biblically oriented truths that I've memorized, and I just saturate my mind with them. You know, things like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right.
By God's grace, I will fulfill my God-given destiny. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart and so forth. And I know it may sound almost Pollyannish and that kind of thing, but in reality, you know, the Bible says that we should be changed through the renewal of our mind.
Right.
And Bill, this is a very negative, negative world. So I'm very glad I've, you know, have that habit now.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, it's such a blessing to me
right.
to renew my mind and just think on the positive things of God's word.
Because the thing is, in our humanist, Jerry, it's so, you know, you say, well, it's so Pollyannish to say this, and, you know, other Christians may say the same thing. But look, at in our humanity, our self-talk, what do we say? We're so critical of ourselves and everything else. So, so we're just only just to believe in all the critical stuff. We're not supposed to listen to the Father who's given us an identity, who says, hey, Jerry, you know what? You're my son, and I love you. And and here, you know, here's what I got for you. What's wrong with that aspiration, you know, that comes from God himself, right? I mean,
and one, in fact, one of those 30 truths, again, based on the Bible, is this one. It says, look to others, be distressed. Look to self, be depressed. Look to Jesus and be blessed. I have since learned, by the way, that's a paraphrase of something that Corrie ten Boom said. I'm going to talk about a negative world. Here, Corrie ten Boom, for being faithful to Jesus Christ in her native Holland, she and others hid Jews who were at risk when the Nazis took over, at risk of, you know, ending up exactly what happened to them.
Jerry, we'll pick it up on the other side. Right. We got to go to break. We got more from Dr. Jerry Newcomb after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, I had a friend of mine remind me the other day in A Tale of Two Nations. Israel was a nation chosen by God, and America was a nation that chose God. And when he put it that way, I thought, that's interesting. You know, the two nations that stand out where clearly the hand of God has been, you know, a part of our lives. Certainly Israel for thousands of years, for America at least 250 years, if you want to go back. Maybe you could even say 300 years, we go back to the Pilgrim era. You know, and clearly, I mean, that's you talk about our birth certificate and our birthing. We're so grateful to the pilgrims who prayed to God. In just saying, God, please give us an opportunity, give us a land, give us a place where we can honor you. And God said, "Hey, you're my guys, you're my people. I'm going to do this." And go ahead.
The Pilgrims were an offshoot of the Puritans, who were a much larger group. The Puritans aimed to create the New Jerusalem in America, and in that they failed. But in a very real sense, in their failure, they were able to help lay the foundation for what became the United States of America, where our rights are recognized as coming from God. And that's the key. That's the key. And I'll tell you what, Bill, before the break, I was just talking a little bit about Corrie ten Boom, but I think it's important to point out.
I want you to finish that out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. In whatever situation where we find ourselves in life, it's important that we be faithful, even in very difficult circumstances. In Corrie ten Boom's case, you know, after the Nazis took over Holland, of course, they were rounding up Jews, and so many people, thank God. In fact, I read somewhere that something like 50,000 people of Holland alone, just Holland, the Netherlands, right, most of them being Christian, saved Jews to the best of their ability, you know, saved their lives by building in, you know, like structure through carpentry. They right. restructured the room. So the average person, unless they knew what to look for, they wouldn't find them. In fact, right. I reread The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom. Very mm-hmm. positive book. It's right. in the most negative of circumstances one can imagine. It was positive because she focused on Jesus. And even when she started to fall away a little bit and started to question things when she was in the concentration camp for having saved Jews, she got back to Jesus. And again, that idea, look to others, be distressed, look to self, be depressed, look to Jesus and be blessed. Corrie Ten Boom lived that out. But one thing that was interesting in that book that I hadn't known before, the reason she was caught and some of her colleagues in hiding the Jews wasn't so much that the Nazis figured out there were people hiding there. It's they rationed the food. And so people would have ration cards, and they realized, you know, okay, this Ten Boom family, Corrie Ten Boom, they're eating too much food. There's something going on here. And then they decided to investigate, and that's how they found that they were hiding Jews. And then they arrested the Corrie and her sister, and her sister died in a concentration camp. But they were looking to Jesus. You know, another thing in that book, they talk about how they were so horrified to find that there were fleas where they were living in the, you know, in the concentration camp that the Nazi put them in. And yet, it turns out that because of those fleas, Corrie and her sister, Betty, were able to have Bible studies, and the guards wouldn't go in there because the guards didn't want to get the
fleas.
And
amazing.
So it was like, you know, so she learned, they learned, give thanks in all circumstances, yes. for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. That's one of those 30 biblical truths that I quote every day. Give
yes.
thanks in all circumstances. That's
wow.
fantastic. That's the way to live, Bill.
And without,
you know, we can't lose in that proposition.
Well, and thank you for reminding us of these stories and, you know, with Corrie Ten Boom and her book. And there are so many in Christian history like this. And unless you have been there, you know, this is why these stories are so important, because, you know, the bottom line is you realize the faithfulness of God. You know,
yeah.
time and again, whether you're talking Mother Teresa, you know, just go on down through the history of,
yeah.
of our faith, right? These are
yes,
these are,
and you can find yeah. this even in the history of our country. How many minutes do we have left? Because I want to tell a quick story.
Yeah, we've got 6 minutes.
Oh, oh perfect. Okay, let me, if I may, let
yes,
me tell
no, please.
A quick story. There were two brothers. They were both Lutheran ministers in early America, colonial America. Okay. Mm-hmm. One of them got up and said before the congregation, there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. He was quoting Ecclesiastes 3. He was preaching on it.
Right.
And he had his clerical robe on, and he said, there's a time for peace, and there's a time for war. And then suddenly he took off his robe, and he was wearing the, you know, the garb of a colonial army officer. Mm-hmm. And he said, now is a time to fight. And he literally enlisted men to fight for the purpose of defending their homeland and, you know, where they lived. And this was in Virginia. This is Peter John Gabriel Muhlenberg. That I'm talking about. Well, Muhlenberg's brother was Augustus Muhlenberg, and he ministered. He had a church in New York City, and he wrote to his brother, and he said, "Brother, you know, you've fallen off the deep end here. This is not good. What you're doing, you know, Christians shouldn't be involved in politics and so forth." Well, what happened was the British came and they attacked New York City, and they even burned down his church. And it's like, well, wait a minute, I don't deserve to have my church burned down. He ended up joining the same kind of cause in his own way. He came to agree with Peter John Muhlenberg. And here's the most amazing thing about this second brother, Augustus Frank Muhlenberg, is that he actually became not only involved in the you know, fighting for American freedom, but he became our first Speaker of the House of Representatives. I'm serious. You can go to the Capitol today,
right.
and I've seen his name, you know, as a listing. First, you know, Speaker of the House, Augustus Muhlenberg. And there's the Reverend Augustus Muhlenberg, again, brother of Peter, whom he rebuked for having, you know, gotten involved directly in the Revolutionary War, which is, again, they were fighting for their own independence. They were fighting to defend their homeland, not you know, some sort of war of aggression, which is wrong. Mm-hmm. And so it was such a great contrast. And to me, another example of these Christian heroes that you were just talking about.
Well, and you're exactly right, you know, to point out, you know, in the book Ecclesiastes, and that is that you have to know the time and season. That's what this is all about. And if it is a time for war and you're not, you don't have a gun and you're not warrioring up, you're going to get in trouble. And the only way you're going to know that it's a time for war, a time for peace, is for you to be talking to the Father. And this goes back to what in Proverbs, a people without vision will perish. And that vision is revelation. If you're not in the throne room of God, you're not getting your marching orders, you are going to perish. You're going to cast off restraint, and you're going to be the effect of a whirlwind happening in the culture like right now. And this is what's happening. And this is why vision is so critical right now, that our prayer, and this is why I'm saying, the people, we need to ascend. We need to ascend to God, go into the throne room of God, especially people in you know, and God makes it real clear. It's those who are called by my name. Okay, you are going to be covered by the blood of the Lamb. You can go boldly into the throne room of grace, get your marching orders, honor the Father. He will honor you, and he will and then what's going to happen, just like you said with everything else, we're all interconnected, Jerry. You know, God blesses us to be a blessing to others. And,
amen.
You know, we want to be the difference. And right now, you know, you'd be surprised what little difference it would take to make that difference, to make sure that the light of faith is out there, you know, shining brightly and encouraging those who are losing hope.
Yeah, and if we lose hope, I mean, how can you get involved in anything? You know, this is why it's such a, to be frank with you, it's such a win-win to be in Christ. You know,
without
Paul said, you know, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, it's a great thing. And I pray every day this prayer I learned, you know, that it's actually attributed to St. Francis, but the old idea that, you know, oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to be understood, as to understand, to be loved, as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying in Christ that we're born to eternal life. You know, and that's the famous prayer that begins, you know, Lord, make me an instrument
of your peace. Exactly.
Where there's hatred, let me replace it with love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. I mean, it's a win-win. And that, to me, is what really counts, as opposed to just sort of, I guess, you know, looking all the negative news, and there is a lot of negative news, of just letting it overwhelm us.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Jerry, and this is the blessing of Christ because of what he gave us at the cross, and that the fact that he rose from the dead, that's one of my ending affirmations in my devotions, is that because Jesus died and rose from the dead, I am set free from sin and death. I mean, think about that. You know, to your point, it is win-win for those of us of faith. And this is the opportunity. And maybe, you know, we talk about seasons and time. Maybe for you, the reason you're listening is because you have a decision to make. And you don't want to miss your appointed time. Right, Jerry? I'm going to let you finish it up.
Right.
We got 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you bring us home.
Well, and we start with the premise that, you know, if God is for us, who can be against us? And there is, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that's the premise. Begin there and go from there.
Exactly. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, the Executive Director of the Providence Forum. Thank you, Jerry. God bless. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You too. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.